Country Club FM. Bob Almanac here today. Thank you for joining us. We do really appreciate it. A follow-up from yesterday, Neil. We do have a follow-up. Yesterday was the anniversary of the tragic Dale Earnhardt crash.
Yes.
And we were talking about that. You received a note on the Hans device, the Hans restraint harness device. We had a couple of people text in saying that the Hans device was not a new, and I don't think you said this, was not a new development. The Hans device had been around since the 1980s, but it wasn't a mandated thing.
Okay, yeah.
After the Dale Earnhardt crash, NASCAR mandated the use of the Hans device.
Hans device probably would have came in handy in the plane crash.
Right. And speaking of that, Lisa did send me the video of it, and it looks like, gosh, you know, looking at this, and I haven't read anything, I'm sure there's something out there, somebody's already evaluated this video. I didn't even know this video had existed. I haven't seen it I was kind of on ABC News here, just reading it, or on Yahoo. But it looks like the plane landed without its landing gear. That thing just came right down and then skipped, and then some flames. It actually then rolled over. So it didn't flip. It rolled over to its side. It looked like it rolled to the right and ended up on its top. And it's a scary, scary thing. But thank you, Lisa, for that video.
Did the wing break off or something?
Yeah. Okay. The wing busted as it rolled over.
Okay.
Exactly. So, and I believe those are the planes that have the engine on their tail, those smaller ones. So that would affect that too.
Right.
It looks like the landing gear is down. I'm looking at it right now. So I'm sure other people have evaluated this more and taken a look and analyzed what took place. I don't know. It looks like the nose is kind of down. So that might be a result of the wind. I don't know. I always thought the plane coming in for a landing. This plane here is only 100, I don't know, maybe 100 feet off the ground here at this point. It's hard to tell. But it looks like I always assumed the nose was up a little bit more. It looks like the nose is actually a little down on it. So I'm sure. I'm no pilot here. I'm no, a Robert Stack.
Yes.
Right?
Or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Right.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would be good.
Pilots.
Exactly. Oh, we're joking, because everybody came through, of course.
Right.
Let's get into the Bob Almanac now. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, 50th day of the year. Patent of the day, phonograph, kind of a big one here. Thomas Edison, he just keeps rolling out these inventions and these patents.
Guy was quite skilled in many ways.
1906 this date.
The American breakfast, no mistake, starts with sugar, milk, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
The breakfast of great Americans like Babe Ruth, the Bambino. The greatest slugger the game has ever known, Babe Ruth. A great American who started out many a morning on the American breakfast.
Babe Ruth ate Corn Flakes.
Sure.
So why wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, probably with a little beer on them.
And probably cut up hot dogs in there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So the Kellogg's Company, the Kellogg brothers, Will Kellogg, W.K., the other brother. What was the other brother? Ken? Timmy?
Will.
John Harvey, that was it. Yes. Will was the one who monetized it and took it to the market. John Harvey was the one who just wanted his little vomitorium or whatever he was running there.
Right.
The medical location. He was helping people with their digestive issues with granola, and then all of a sudden they accidentally invented the corn flakes. And this was the date that Will Keith Kellogg, W.K., joined Charles D. Bolin in finding the battle. They founded the Battle Creek Toasted Corn Flake Company. Long name. They just eventually called it Kellogg's.
Kellogg's, yeah.
Pretty good.
And did pretty well.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I think the groundbreaking discovery was when they found a way to take cornflakes and then coat them in that sugar, and it became frosted flakes.
Frosted flakes.
Right.
We had Tony the Tiger, and then we had Game Changer.
Why not? 1961.
Albania, nice. Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
Albania in the news, 1961. Albania disavows Chinese revisionism.
Mm.
And I'm sure China was trembling in their boots. Right?
Well, yeah.
Albania
was going to rise up.
Coach never did a song about China.
No.
China, China, you're very repressive. You run over people with your tanks. You know?
Yeah.
And you limit everybody to one kid. Yeah. So Albania disavows Chinese revisionism on this date. 1961 and 68.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine?
It exactly is.
It's a neighborly day.
Because Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood debuted on NET. That was the Boston area kind of public television service that eventually morphed into PBS, Neil.
Okay.
It's very possible we would not have PBS TV without Mr. Rogers. Not just because of his show, but he actually went to Congress shortly thereafter his show debuted to get money for PBS so we could have Sesame Street and viewer-supported programming.
Yeah, and educational programming and... He was good. That was a great way to start it.
Mr. Rogers, 1968, and he used that same theme for the rest of the run. It was magical. Wow. We enjoyed it as kids, certainly.
Right.
You might have been too old at that point. You were 10,
you know,
or a little bit
early
on.
It was not quite 10.
I don't know if PBS, I don't know if that was yet in this market, though.
I don't know. I don't remember it. I was heavily into Captain Kangaroo.
The Herculoids.
At that point. Well, for Saturday morning.
1980 in the news.
Singer of the rock group AC/DC was found dead last night in a parked car in South London. Scotland Yard said the body of 30-year-old Bon Scott was discovered by a friend who had left him in the car hours earlier to sober up after a day's drinking. We talked to Rick Davies of Capital Radio in London, and he filed this report.
No time to hear from Rick Davies. Any relation to Ray Davies?
Might be. I mean,
of the
Kinks.
Kinks, yes. Yeah. So this Bon Scott, unique voice, AC/DC. They did find a pretty good replacement in Brian Johnson. Who also had a very similar voice to Bon Scott, but he died at the age of 33 on this date. He basically choked on his own vomit after drinking heavily. I'm sorry I used the V word there.
Yes.
But...
it's the second time. Well, we kind of
we talked about it earlier. We had the cat issue earlier from
Kara
Foster. All right. Foster Forecast. That was the state 1980. How about 85?
New Jericho. Just out and outrageous.
Cherry Coca-Cola.
Check it out and find out.
Cherry Coke introduced by Coca-Cola. Before, you could only get it like at bars or soda pop places at the drugstore, right?
Yes.
From your soda fountain. Yeah, the soda
fountain
from your soda jerk.
Right.
And they put them two together. I remember having one early on. I remember getting, Cherry Coke's coming out. I don't know if I've ever, I may have had one Cherry Coke. We didn't go to the mall a lot. We didn't go to the fountain. What did you call it again? It was a fountain desk, a fountain...
The fountain shop.
Fountain shop, yes, indeed. The soda jerk, soda fountain.
Yep.
So I don't know if I even had a Cherry Coke prior to this, but I liked it when I first had one.
Isn't it kind of like Dr. Pepper? Isn't that what that is?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
No.
Dr. Pepper people would be angry at you right now because of the numerous different flavors.
Yeah.
You've never been a pepper.
No, I haven't.
You don't even like putting pepper on your eggs.
Well, that's not true. And I like Dottie Pepper. She's a fine golfer and analyst.
Controversial.
Yeah.
So, 1985, we had Cherry Coke. 1995, we had a marriage. Tommy Lee married Pamela Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Tumultuous. Tumultuous would be a word that I would use.
Right.
I think they made a video or two. And then didn't they do a show? There was a streaming show, a multi-episode show about... their relationship.
Okay.
Pamela.
I remember that.
And
yeah.
Tommy Lee. That's just recent. You don't stream, so how would you know?
No, I wouldn't know.
2021.
Kim Kardashian filing for a divorce from her husband Kanye West. Their high-profile marriage coming to an end after 6.5 years of living in a reality show spotlight. ABC's Zorian Shah is on that story.
Zorian, we don't have time for you. Sorry. So sorry. We'd have to pay extra. Kim Kardashian filed for divorce on this date. No more Kanye, or as I think he's called now, just Ye. Almost 7 years of marriage. That lasted a lot longer than a lot of people thought.
Than the 71 days or whatever.
So Kim Kardashian is on the SNL. The SNL, what was his name again? Chris Humphries.
Yes, there we go.
Kim Kardashian was on the SNL special, the 50-year
really?
Anniversary.
Why?
She hosted it once. And they like just to have her. It's eye candy.
Sure.
And
right.
I wonder if she gets sick and tired of people telling her, you don't have to tell Kim Kardashian how beautiful she looks.
Right.
You should be telling people like Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg is somebody you should tell how beautiful she looks.
Mm-hmm.
To lift up their spirits, Neil. You know where I'm going with this? You don't have to tell Kim Kardashian how beautiful she looks. She knows that she's very beautiful.
Right.
But they were interviewing her and like 5 or 6 times in the darn interview, telling her, oh, he looks so beautiful, da-da-da. Give it a break. We know she is. She doesn't need to hear more of that.
Yeah.
All right, so on this date, that was 2021, and then 2023, we lost a pretty good comedian.
I'm also glad that Katharine Hepburn won an Oscar for trying to keep her head still for 2 hours. That was quite... moan it. First you laugh, then you moan. Like, moan at me, like I made that up. Like, she doesn't shake her head, right? I'm the guy that stands in the back of her head and does this, right? So boo me, right? Great, no.
Richard Belzer, Neil.
Yep. And he did some serious acting as well.
Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Yes.
Homicide Life on the Streets.
But
he once got passed out from a front chin lock from Hulk Hogan, too, on his own show. And he got some money from that.
Okay.
That was 2023. Richard Belzer passed away 2 years ago. He was 78 years old. Smokey time now.
I don't like you, but I love you. Seems that I'm always thinking of you, though you treat me badly. I love you, madly. You really got a hold on me. Really got
Smokey Robinson and the
Miracle.
They are the Miracles, yes. And Smokey, I tell you what, he might have some of the best plastic surgery as far as the best plastic surgeon ever.
Really?
Because he is, oh, gosh. I mean, he's 85 and he looks 65,
nice.
If not younger, last time I saw him. Maybe it's starting to break down a little bit. Because even eventually plastic does break down.
Right.
Smokey, he did some little Tracks of My Tears and Tears of a Clown and all kinds of wonderful songs, really, with his group and then solo. Cruisin'
might not
was a
be
good
the
one.
Last reference to the Miracles here today.
Probably not. How about a former Viking?
For 16 NFL seasons, safety Paul Kraus was the most larcenous defensive back in league history, intercepting a record 81 passes. Despite these credentials, Krause's not yet enshrined in Canton, Ohio.
He is now.
He finally got his just reward.
Yes.
He should.
Paul Kraus, 81 INTs. First time I've heard him described as larcenous. But as far as safeties and defensive backs goes, that's exactly what he was. He could track a ball unlike anybody else. Play that center field position out there in the defense and...
He was not a great tackler, but we've certainly talked about that. But the guy had a nose for the football, can go get it and catch it. He was a really good athlete.
So
we had
a
great visit with him out at the butchery a couple of years
ago.
That
is right. You know, and he lives in Webster, Minnesota, which is on the south side by Elko New Market. And he's got this shed with all of his classic cars, and a couple of the TV stations have profiled it here in the last year or so. It's a Viking shed with all this memorabilia and stuff. It is fantastic. Didn't he used to live in the Elk River? Or at least he owned he owned the golf course, Pinewood Golf Course.
Yeah, that little nine hole. Yes, nine holer.
Just down from Ralphie's Minoco. So happy birthday, James Krause.
I shanked the ball there off a tee box and hit some guy in the parking lot. He was not happy with me.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was awful. It still gives me nightmares.
83 today for Paul Krause.
Two faces have I.
This is Lou Christie.
I remember.
You got to have this song in your greatest hits of the 50s and 60s. He's got that Lightning Strikes, which is a good one, too. So, Lou Christie here today. He is 82.
Huh.
Whoops, I don't want that one. I got this one today for Jeff Daniels.
I can't feel my fingers anymore. They're numb.
Ooh. Maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
I'm going to kill you.
I think that's the first time that Harry and Lloyd came to blows. Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber. He's been in a lot of different things as well. 70 here today.
For 10 years, from 1971 to 1981, Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty were country music's hottest recording couple. Besides selling millions of albums, the pair received four CMA awards for Top Country Duet. But due to contract restrictions and other business entanglements, the two decided to go their separate ways. But
how about that little look into the Loretta and Conway pairing and friendship there from Lori Ann Crook of Crook and Chase?
Yeah. Remember it well.
Yeah, it's a heck of a show. Used to have a countdown. Yeah. They still have a countdown. They used to be on this station.
Yes, it
as I recall. Was it not on this station, Neil? It was,
you
wasn't
are
it?
Correct.
All right.
Yes, it was.
She is 68.
Did you know that when it snowed, my eyes become alive and the light that you shine can't be seen?
You know, every music video should include the Riddler.
Well, yes.
Jim Carrey as the Riddler from one of the Batman movies. That Batman Forever, I can't remember which one it was. Batman Returns. And you know, it's about time that we finally have the technology where we can take the actual singer Seal and turn him into a seal.
Right.
Did you see that Super Bowl commercial? Yes. It was for Mountain Dew, wasn't it? Your favorite Mountain Dew?
I think it was. Well,
for Mountain Dew. I'm sure Diet Mountain Dew was featured in there somewhere in that boat. So the singer Seal, 62 today.
We'd go on our honeymoon. We'd go to Paris, where we'd spend our evenings dining alone on the banks of the Nile.
Skippy, the Nile's in London.
Discovered the Family Ties channel on the Samsung TV thing that they've got. I've been watching that a lot because I just forgot how good of a show that was. Family
show,
friendly
and
hilarious with Michael J. Fox. And that's Justine Bateman, who played Alex P. Keaton's. She was Mallory.
The sister. One of the sisters.
Yes, the next sister.
Older.
Yes, the one in the middle. I guess you'd say middle sibling. Until they jumped the shark and brought the young baby in. Justine Bateman. Jason Bateman's older sister. She is 59.
So now that you have what you want, let's talk about how I get what I want.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. You're not going to have any problems there.
Yeah, but first let's talk about what precautions you're taking to protect yourself. You worry about getting me what I want. I worry about myself.
So he won an Oscar for that. The movie is 25 years old now. The movie Traffic, Neil. Ever see that? It's a great cast. Michael Douglas and, who else is in that one? Michael Douglas. Oh, Don Cheadle. Dennis Quaid.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
I'm
surprised you haven't seen it because Catherine Zeta-Jones is in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think they were a package duo when it was Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta. His wife always had to show up on the movie as well. But that's Benicio del Toro, Oscar-winning.
He was in a Bond movie, too, one of the Timothy Dalton ones.
Then he showed up in Star Wars, too. He's been in a lot of places. Okay. He's 58 today.
Not a weirdo. He's a covert investigator, and he's the only one looking for the truth about Godzilla and Apex.
If we don't, nobody else will. Are you coming or not?
She was tracking down Godzilla. I think she became friends with Godzilla. May have actually taken Godzilla to her prom. Millie Bobby Brown from the newer Godzilla movie. She was also the girl with powers from Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
She's 21 today.
Gone but not forgotten today, astronomer Nicholas Copernicus. Born on this day, we go back to 1473. He developed the theory that the sun was the center of our universe. So, you know, pretty smart guy.
He was on the right track.
Yeah, he certainly was.
Because it wasn't the center of our universe. He didn't know that there was anything bigger than our solar system at that point.
Right.
Right.
But for 1473 or, you know, shortly thereafter, he
truly,
that was pretty good. The guy who gave us Mighty Mouse and also Heckle and Jekyll was cartoonist Paul Terry.
I'm Heckle.
I'm Jekyll. And we're here on the double.
We're silly and funny and always in trouble.
Cartoon theme time.
Yes, Heckle and Jekyll. I guess he also gave us Quackula.
Oh.
Do you remember watching Heckle and Jekyll?
Yes, I do, for sure. Remember Heckle and Jekyll.
Are they
and
crows?
Mighty Mouse.
Were they crows?
They were crows.
Crows,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Born on this day, the year was 1887. Hall of Fame jockey Eddie Arcaro. Now, of course, when you play Trivial Pursuit, does anybody still play Trivial Pursuit?
I hope
they
so.
Updated it? It's
they
a
better.
Great game. Yeah. And when there was a question about horse racing, it was either Willie Shoemaker or Eddie Arcaro.
Right.
He always had a 50-50 chance. But he's the only guy to win the U.S. Triple Crown in horse racing twice. Five Kentucky
Yowza.
Derbies along the way. Pretty good. Eddie Arcaro, 1916. From the Letterman, Bob Engeman, born on this day in 1935. Also, we mentioned the Miracles earlier with Smokey Robinson. Shared a birthday with another Miracle guy, and that was Bobby Rogers, born on this day, 1940. And do you remember Falco, born on this day, 1957? Kind of a one-hit wonder, I would say.
Yes. Oh, Amadeus.
The lyrics weren't, you know.
Well, it was German.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
At the end, he's choking, I think.
Right.
Give him the Heimlich, I think.
That would have helped. Pop singer Falco, one name, just Falco, born on this day, 1957. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
First, from Los Angeles, California, weighing 364 pounds, Big John Studd.
That's the giant John Studd. Studd. Your staff mess, Big John Studd.
Oh, wow. He was a big man.
He was a big man. I think they listed him at 6'10". He had quite the feud with Andre the Giant. I think he's the one who called Andre Andrea. Look at you, Andrea. Andrea.
Right. Yeah.
The ultimate.
He never body slammed him, though, like the Hulkster. But.
The ultimate wrestling slam was not the body slam, but when they turned your name into a feminine name.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
That's that the ultimate done. Insult. So Big John Studd, 1948. He died, like many, many wrestlers, way too young in 1995.
Oh, boy.
So,
Big John Studd.
Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
We've got some good ones here. Neil America, Waylon Jennings, or Sawyer Brown, Some Girls Do, or She Got the Gold Mine, Jerry Reed.
Ooh, boy, boy, boy. That is tough. Normally I would go
3 seconds.
Waylon, but I'm feeling like Jerry Reed should go this.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDDG.